You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, babe.
Kia ora tato. How's it going?
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Real good. I'm in a weird mood today.
Really?
Yeah, I started off the show with like Sepultura. I got a text saying no one they didn't like it.
Oh, that's not very nice.
But, you know, whatever, it's my show.
Whatever, anyway. Monday Blues.
Yeah, so what do you got for
so
me?
So today we're talking
Woo!
The Verve.
Woohoo!
Urban Hymns, released in 1997. It's turning 20 years old this year. Of course, The Verve are a British band, and this is considered one of the kind of big 90s albums to come out of Britain. And, so a bit of background firstly about The Verve. So they were formed in Wigan in 1990 by Richard Ashcroft, who's the singer and the main songwriter, Nick McCabe on lead guitar, Simon Jones on bass guitar, Peter Salisbury on drums, and also Simon Tong would eventually join the band as rhythm guitarist just before this record came out as well. And they were kind of part of the kind of British alternative rock Britpop scene of the 90s, although they weren't kind of directly associated with the Britpop scene as an artist. They were kind of alongside that at the same time and kind of got trawled in as a Britpop artist, even though they weren't really.
Okay, so then if they're not a Britpop, then what are they?
Well, they're kind of more, they were like there on the side, but without being like really associated with that movement.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They kind of just got labelled as a Britpop band. They're a bit like Radiohead in that regard.
Just by the way, I'm a complete novice. I know nothing about this band, but I'm willing to learn.
And so what happened was basically they released their debut album in 1993. It was called A Storm in Heaven. And then their second album came out in 1995, A Northern Soul, but they broke up after that due to sort of internal band conflicts. Despite this album doing quite well, and just when they were kind of really starting to break through, but the breakup didn't last long, and they decided to reform the band in 1996.
Oh, great!
And that's when the sessions for this album began, in October of that year. So the sound of this album is kind of a mixture of kind of a Britpop-y type ballads and also quite heavy, sonically complex kind of alt-rock tracks. Lots of guitars, quite an expansive sound, often quite psychedelic in places as well.
Cool.
It's actually also quite a long album, comes in at just under about 76 minutes, which is quite long for a rock album. And I think on a lot of their earlier stuff was kind of more, I guess, rock-based and kind of more typical in that regard, but on here they kind of managed to expand their sound a bit more and experiment in developing their sound a lot more and kind of made it much larger. And I think that helped with the addition of an extra member who they brought in for this record. They were able to do that.
What's the first song?
Let's play a song. So the song we're going to play is the final single released from the album. It's called Sonnet, and this is one of the band's most well-known tracks, and is kind of in that style of that kind of Britpop ballad I was talking about.
Tear in my eye. strings.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Just lovely strings at the end there.
These guys are smooth.
Yeah, you know, a bit of, you know.
Yeah.
It's very Britpop sounding, that one.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, so that was Sonnet. The next track we're going to play is kind of in that same kind of style, that kind of Britpop-y type ballad that you just heard. This track's another one of their very well-known tracks. It's called The Drugs Don't Work. And it was the second single released from the album. It went to number one in the UK. And basically, this song is about Richard Ashcroft's own drug problems that he was having at the time and how he was feeling, and basically trying to say that, you know, the drugs don't work, they're making me shit, but I still take them anyway, kind of thing.
Oh, right. So he's finding a moment.
Yeah, finding a moment to kind of get all this out.
Feel the feels. I hope you guys are feeling the feels. Text in 5395.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. She laid down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on a losing streak, as I pass down my old street. And if you wanna show, then just let me know, and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. This baby, ooh, if heaven falls, I'm coming too, just like you say. Face again. Yeah, I know.
So we've got some text in. Turns out it's not about drugs.
Yep, I know. I was wrong.
It's about Richard Ashcroft's father passing away.
Yeah.
And the drug's not working anymore because he passed away because of cancer. Mm, yeah.
Very sad. Thanks so, very much, thanks listeners, for clarifying that. That's awesome. And also we had another lovely text.
Oh, yeah. I'll read this one out. This album came out the year my wife and I met. It was the first gift she ever gave me. Always brings a tear or two. Everyone's feeling so many feels.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
What are we doing to our listeners? All right,
well, we're going to change things up a bit and go slightly more up-tempo with the next track and kind of move away from the balladry for a bit. The next track we're going to play is called Lucky Man, and this was the third single released on the album. There's more guitar on here, a bit more strings, and we're heading more in the direction that they would ultimately go down on their big, big hit, which we'll finish the segment with, Bittersweet Symphony. This track here went to number 7 in the UK charts as well. So this is Lucky Man.
Ooh.
Happiness something in my liberty. It's just a genuine something in my liberty.
Those strings,
I
man.
I know. Love the strings,
Big
eh?
Mad, epic. Ooh, still going. Got some really cool texts coming in. This is a massive song. Love it for a Monday morning with the sun out. It is a very beautiful day here up in Auckland. But yeah, I was just saying, I can hear Wonderwall in that song.
Yep, you can. They used to play with Oasis and were really good friends with the Gallaghers and influenced Oasis quite a bit. And Oasis actually influenced the Verve. So it was kind of a cross-pollination of influences going on there. Yeah.
Mean.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, what's next?
Next, we're going to actually really go down the heavier kind of rock aspect of this album right now with the track called Come On. Now, this is the closing track on the record. And there's lots of big, heavy guitars on here. Quite different from the tracks we've played previously. Yeah.
Cool. Also, shout outs to Danielle and The Office. Nice to hear about some Sepultura fans.
Yeah.
right, listeners, we're looking at The Verve with Sam Smith. Anniversary albums, taking it back to 1997.
What a great year for music.
What a brilliant year for music. But yeah, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back real soon. The last track?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Sorry.
Happy anniversary.
We'll be back with it soon.
Join us for Late at Auckland Museum, Allied Values. In the age of Brexit and Trump, are we still a country prepared to stand up for our values? With our election around the corner, is it time to defriend our allies? Join moderator Leonie Hayden for straight-up, no-filter opinions from Jane Kelsey, Nikki Hager, Mikey Sherman, and former Prime Minister Jim Bolger. Late at the Museum, Allied Values, Wednesday, September 13th. Tickets are on sale now at aucklandmuseum.com. Book now.
Good gig this weekend?
Awesome, so packed, we slayed. Steve left crying.
Oh, is he okay?
Dunno, wasn't into our song about how he finds cream corn sexy.
Oh.
Yeah, so wedding's off, but the gig was so good.
All kinds of things go down at the Thirsty Dog, and with 150 capacity and 150 venue hire, it's a great place for your next gig. The Thirsty Dog, 469 K Road. From poetry to punk, jazz to funk. The Thirsty Dog, always a performance.
Northern Bass is back, bringing the low end you need to the lush beach paradise of Mungify, December 29th to the 31st. Joining the likes of Salmonella Dub featuring Tiki Tane, Stormzy and Shapeshifter, their powerful second announced features Princess Nokia, Razor Beezer, Pendulum, The Gas Lamp Killer, The Upbeats, Charlie Turner and Crafty Cuts, and many more. For the full lineup, info, vibes and tickets, go to northernbass.co.nz.
Breakfast was a 3, a little too Neo Tarantino for my taste. You're a 5, definitely. Satisfying plot twist. I like that crack in the cell door. Unexpected, shows potential. That's a 3.5 for me.
So, what's your diagnosis, Doctor?
It's a compulsion to review, Doctor.
Really good, but that diagnosis isn't up to previous high standards. A disappointing 2 stars, but a hope for a return to form in the future. I think
so you're saying that the patient reviews everything, Doctor?
Everything, Doctor.
That's a 5. Instant classic.
The Madman DVD review. Dr. Maria Walls reviews new releases from Madman Entertainment every Wednesday on Breakfast. Only on 95BFM.
Oh my god, you guys. Welcome back to Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith. He's blowing my mind right now because I thought I knew nothing about this band, The Verve. We're reviewing
but it turns their out. Album.
Well, it turns out that the last song is a mad banger. And I just had no idea.
Yeah, you're right there. Everyone knows the song. It's a 90s classic. It's an anthem. But
before we get to that, we're just
going to talk about how this album was received and just the legacy. So the album came out. It was a critical and commercial success, massively so. Spent 12 weeks at number one in the UK. It also went to number one here in New Zealand, where it went 5 times platinum, sold over 75,000 copies.
Woo!
It remains the 18th best-selling album in UK chart history, selling over 5 million albums worldwide. And yeah, it was universally loved by critics. Melody Maker hailed it as an album of unparalleled beauty. Both NME and Rolling Stone magazine called it their best album to date, so The Verve's best album. And it's generally accepted to be the case. It also was named as one of the best albums of 1997 by many music publications. And the band also won Best Group and Album of the Year at the Brit Awards in 1998. While Richard Ashcroft also won an Ivor Novello Award for Songwriter of the Year. So big props as well. In terms of its wider legacy, it's generally considered one of the best British albums of the 90s and a bit of a modern-day British classic. It also went on to influence a lot of the kind of early 2000s alternative rock music to come out of Britain, and pretty much had a massive influence on the next sort of 5 to 7 years of British rock music after that. It was immensely influential in the post-Britpop era.
Yeah, I mean, we've already got a text in saying that people fell in love with this album, with another person with this album.
And that's great that music can have that ability to bring people together and just soundtrack your moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, by 1999, in the wake of the album's success, the band split up again.
Damn it!
With tensions returning between members and addiction issues. And they wouldn't reunite again until 2007. They then went on to release another album in 2008. Before they split up, again in 2009, and they've not been seen together since 2009. So,
well, at least they know what they want, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, on that note, we're going to finish with probably the band's most well-known song and one of the anthems of the 90s, Bittersweet Symphony, of course. It's the lead single on the album. Reached number 2 in the UK, reached number 12 in the States, which is a big deal. And there was a lot of controversy around the song because its main theme is based on an orchestral version of the Rolling Stones' The Last Time, of which it samples. And this actually led to plagiarism charges being laid and some legal kind of problems, which eventually led to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards getting songwriting credits on this song.
They're rich enough. They need to just calm down.
I know. I mean, the Verve probably need the money more.
Yeah.
Than the,
well, every breakup is like a divorce.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway.
But,
thank you very much for coming in.
And, my pleasure, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, we've got the news coming up next. I'll be here until 12. Woo!
It's a bittersweet.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.